Okay. Hold on to your WandaVision. No spoilers. Welcome to Friday. It's time for the Best 10, GBH's Early Edition. I saw my neighbor last night outside the house. He said, I'm staying up till 3 a.m. I watch these when you're at work. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the 5th of March, Friday. You made it. It's the Best 10 on the radio, on podcasting, and online streaming. This is Early Edition. I'm Joe, Karen, Brendan, and Shelby are here. Those are the producers of the program. Andrew is our engineer. He's next door in Studio 5, and we do this every day, so thanks for being with us on Early Edition. We made it to the end of the week. Congratulations, everyone. That goes for the guys in the screens here. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you. Hi. Thanks. Yes. It feels like a real accomplishment.
Yeah, it's well, it does. It always is. It has been a month this week.
Family.
What's up, Valerie and Carrie and Manny, and everybody says happy Friday. Gerson, how you doing on Facebook Live? Hey, Joe, Friday to you. Catherine, what's up? Sylvia, Russ, and Bob. Pa wouldn't miss a day, I tell you. How you doing, Pa? Catherine, Philip, John, did Pa say he had a vaccine appointment? I think
he has an appointment,
right?
I believe.
Saturday, right?
I mean, we know a lot about him.
That's right.
Saturday.
You know, just trying to follow Pa's medical history here live on the air. Carrie, good morning. Well, you know, I'm very skeptical. I have Twitter in front of me, and I'm afraid that I'm not going to get through the next 5 hours.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Joe says, let's all go home early. That's not me. That's you. Hey, Mike, what's up there? Maria, good morning. Happy Friday. Eileen says, TGIF. Linda wouldn't miss it. 21 degrees in Wayland. Linda, I've got 23 here in Boston. It's 20 in Worcester. It's actually pretty darn cold out. I know you guys are Zooming today, but is it cold in the house? It's like that wind will cut you this morning, huh?
Yeah, I had to run outside. It was pretty brisk.
The wind was so loud again last night.
It was.
Look at Paul's. Right, Paul's not doing any. He's watching WandaVision after this. This is the funniest thing.
Everybody is.
Hey, Billy, what's up there? John, Jeanette, hey, Friday. Bill, boy, we've got an Agatha. Bill's talking about Agatha.
Come on,
this is
stop.
Excellent. Come on. Agnes, what? All right. The sun comes up at 6:13 a.m. You're going to pass out, though, after WandaVision before the sun comes up, if I know any of these people. Partly sunny today, cold, low 30s, winds gusting to 30 miles an hour. What did I say? It's 23 right now. The sun will go down at 5:39 p.m. That's really when you should play it, right? When it's dark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then you can fall asleep in front of it, like we all will. God, I can't get through a TV show at this shift. I haven't watched a TV show in 10 years with my wife.
Nope.
Partly cloudy tonight's going to be in the teens. You'll wake up tomorrow sunny and cold, low 30s, sunny and cold Sunday, mid 30s, and it's all the same sunny and cold when we come back on Monday. Yeah, Bob, the threshold of the weekend. That's exactly right.
We are banging on that threshold with a with an axe.
That's right.
Boucher unable to convert, and Boston comes.
Celtics won, beat the Raptors last night. Fourth straight win as everyone was walking away from this team. 132-125 Celtics, and now it's the bye. They're off for a week, or it's what, the All-Star break? Yeah. Wall Street futures are heading lower this morning after a bloodbath yesterday. I mean, wow. We just threw the whole damn thing out. Let's see. Dow futures are down 100, NASDAQ down 65. The NASDAQ is now negative for the year. All the gains of 21 are gone. Stocks tanked yesterday again. The Dow at one point was down over 700 points. Because interest rates took off. Jay Powell, the Fed chair, thought he was going to soothe everybody's concerns about inflation yesterday. And as soon as he started talking, man, wow, dumpster fire. He acknowledged inflation, interest rates, all that, and people just headed for the exit. So IBD, the Trader's Bible, the Investor's Business Daily, has moved to market officially in correction.
Oh, no.
So all you youngins, get your shopping lists ready.
I wish I understood. Is this like when you're pre-diabetic too? Like you're almost there, but not quite.
I don't know. I think this is, well, I'm not even going to speculate on where this is going.
It's not speculation. I just don't want correction.
Correction means you're down 20% from the top.
Okay.
Officially in a bear market, although it depends on what stock you're looking at for that one.
Yeah, if you haven't lost all of your money, now's a good time to buy.
That's right. Yeah.
Or just not look at
it. If you didn't lose it all in Bitcoin yet, you could buy some actual stocks maybe. Or just stop, like me, just stop looking. I've been in hiding the last, I can't, I'm paralyzed.
I've read so many like cringeworthy stories where, like, I took out a $20,000 loan to buy GameStop stock, like, a month ago.
There are going to be a lot of stories written about that because leverage, I mean, the margin calls came in. People, there are young people who have never invested before, who got involved in this last couple of months, and they've had their hands cut off. It's just a horrible situation.
It's terrifying, yeah.
Buying stocks on loan and the whole thing, you think you're going to get rich? Oh, my God. Anyway, you think college loans are bad. Manny's asking, did we get a new president yesterday? I never heard how that went. Was there an inauguration? I don't think there was, Manny. Yeah, Jason says, correction, woo-hoo, I'm buying. That's what we need.
Diamond hands.
And all that despite more, that diamond hands, you said it. All that despite more good COVID news. I mean, you know, locally, I guess at least. Mass tops 600,000 fully vaccinated people living in this state, walking around like they're on top of the world. 134,000 got second doses since Friday. That's what we're at. Progress for the week. We've had 62,000 doses administered in the last 24-hour period, and I'm assuming that's such a high number because all the J&J shots showed up yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually been like in the 40,000 range.
Mm-hmm. That's a good number. Yeah. And I guess they're moving the whole, give me a break.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So, welcome to Fenway Park.
Apologies to the great Carl Bean. So we're reporting yesterday they're going to stay there forever. Baseball be damned. We're going to vaccinate. And by the end of the day, they're moving it to the Heinz Convention Center. Apparently, this was a failure to communicate between CIC Health and the city. But they're moving it. I think this was sort of, they were playing each other in the media or something. I don't know. We had both sides on this yesterday, and it looked like they were going to stay put.
I think that CIC just didn't check their inbox or something.
that also could be.
We're just like, oh, there's no way we're going to move. Don't worry about it.
Some said it was player security they were most worried about. But
people keep trying to climb the walls.
You got a little bit of a case.
So they're going to shut it down. They're going to overlap. This whole thing's moving to the Heinz Convention Center. My God, can you imagine the last thing that happened there?
I was trying to imagine the inside of the Heinz just as you said that.
They're going to open the Heinz March 18th. They're going to close the last patient at Fenway on March 27th. So there'll be some overlap. And if you're anyone scheduled for a second dose at Fenway and they close the thing, don't stand outside and knock on the door. Your appointment will automatically be transferred to the Heinz Convention Center. All right. Hospitals, it turns out, this is an interesting breakdown. I was surprised to see the breakdown of where the doses are going locally from the Department of Public Health. 38%, though by far the largest swath, are going to hospitals. 23% to pharmacies so far. Only 11% to mass vax sites. And 10% to local boards of health. Those must be going to the community health centers, I guess.
I was really surprised to see those numbers because...
It's not what we thought.
So much. Yeah, it's like everything's going to mass vax, but the fact that there's such a large portion to hospitals, like...
So that narrative's been pretty misleading.
Yeah.
People complaining about it's only 11% compared to 38% going to hospitals. And a lot of that could have changed in the last 2 weeks since they started going back to hospitals, right? When J&J showed up.
Right, yeah.
But Governor Baker says the state is on track next week to administer 250,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine. That's the kind of number we want.
Wow.
That's what we did this week. By the time it's done, it looks like we'll be at 250, and we're going to do it again next week. So that's all good. And the big question about who's ever going back to work, we learned this morning, this is an interesting one. Only half of the state workforce is coming back. The Baker administration planning for permanent hybrid work models, and they're redesigning office spaces now. And sending tech home to workers who aren't coming back or who will do a hybrid. The Future of Work Initiative is what they're calling it.
Hmm.
And I wonder, are we going to have something like that here? Everybody's coming back here at some point, right?
I think the general discussion in most companies has to be, okay, how many people do we really need to bring back?
I guess so. But what if we're all vaccinated? I don't know. I guess it's the efficiency.
Well, some people at this point, they may prefer to work at home.
That's
saving
right.
money working at home.
I know you prefer to work with having the kids around, for instance.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. or I'm sure not not talking about the state, but other companies could probably drop office space. They're holding on to rents at office spaces that aren't being used.
That's right. It's the money saved with the efficiencies. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are saying, by the way, this business travel's never coming back. In some form, it will. I'm not sure I believe that, though. You know, the first person, if there's some deal that's being made, the first company showing up in person for that deal is going to lead everybody else to show up in person. There's going to be an advantage to in-person deal making at some point, right? Come on.
You won't have a cat filter on your face, or one.
Right. Also true. So I guess the governor sent out an email outlining all of this. They're going to equip employees with the same devices to ensure universal network connectivity. Do we have that here? We do. Billy says, sorry, the W is not coming back. You're a funny guy, Billy. So Hollywood East is still intact. Just a week after Leo DiCaprio left our own parking lot here at GBH Radio, enter George Clooney. They've been hanging around for some reason in Watertown, also in Lowell. Now they're in Cambridge. Here we go. Strangely, they're filming something set in New Haven. This thing is called The Tender Bar. Have you read this book? It's been shooting around here for months, I guess. They're shooting at Lesley University, which is doubling as Yale. What's that all about?
I don't understand.
Movie making's funny.
It's fairly close.
133 miles and two hours away.
A couple hundred miles.
Just a two-hour car drive down there, get some pizza.
Don't have to do any fake facades.
Yeah, but there are big Yale banners all over the Lesley University campus right now. Interesting who we might see over there, though, right? Did you see who's playing the J.R. Moringer, the title role, if you will, is Ty Sheridan from Ready Player One. And playing his dad, Ben Affleck. Mm-hmm. His uncle, right. I'm sorry, it's his uncle.
His uncle,
so you might see Ben walking around with a Duncan at some point.
With a nice coffee and a cigarette in hand.
I want to say that Ben's character is a blue-collar guy.
You want to say, I'm just going to guess that.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess it, and I think I'm right.
So he's just going to roll out of bed and throw his jeans on. And
it's just him, just another day.
Throw a cigarette in the mouth.
And it was, of course, 251, if you're playing along your home game, 251 years ago today, the Boston Massacre. I still love the sound. This is from the reenactment in 2016, which they're not doing this year. There's no big reenactment. I'm just going to have to think about it.
Or, sounds so chaotic.
I just love how seriously they take this. They're dying. They're writhing in pain. There will be a special event tonight, though, on Zoom, of course. It's a virtual panel. Now, this is something different. Think about just the way the whole conversation has changed around history in Boston. This year, instead of doing that crazy reenactment down there, which is cool in its own right, Violence in Boston founder Monica Cannon Grant is getting together with Black Market founder Kai Granted to host a Zoom panel to talk about the real legacy of Crispus Attucks, which I think is actually really cool. And that's something we talked about last year with our historian friend, Anthony Samarco, who I wish I talked like.
What is it, a loin of beef?
A loin of beef. He should just be on the air here a lot. I don't know. We need to get him back.
I think we should just create a show where him and Peter talk for an hour.
I don't know who should interview who. I love that sound, though. I love the sound of that.
Can you imagine the old Boston stories between the two of them?
Oh, my God. It would be so great.
Anthony talks about going to Feline's with his mother. So sweet.
I'm a St. Gregory's Dorchester boy.
In the early part of the 19th century, we began to see cranberries being harvested on Cape Cod, and they were a great source of a nutritious aspect for scurvy for people on these whaling ships.
He's the best ever. Anthony, we love you if you're listening. This weekend, because we're way out of time, it's not just Wanda. We have the big finale. I'm told it's almost an hour. That's all I'm saying. Bruins play the Caps tonight at 7, so get your show in by then. And there's something, actually, did you see that what's going on at the aquarium?
I did.
After dark. They're doing it every Friday in March. where they're keeping the place open till 8 p.m. and illuminating the aquarium with the lights in the tanks. And it's supposed to be really cool. Doesn't that sound cool?
It sounds cool.
Wait a minute.
The aquarium is a pretty dark place anyways. Do you remember being in there? It's like a cave.
Well, I guess that's a fact. It is black lit, right? I guess maybe that's true. I don't know. But is it the lights not coming in? The light not coming in through the windows or something?
I think that big tank in the center.
I think I want to have
a skylight.
Yeah.
I'm totally guessing on
Sounds
this,
really cool to me. I want to do that. I'll meet you guys there.
Is it adults only?
Yeah, I think it's like, I think it's like a drinking thing.
I didn't mean to start something, but I'll Google it and maybe.
I mean, it's better that way.
You think so?
Call the babysitter. Kind of nights like that, so I would assume it is.
Yeah, but it's COVID time too, so I'm not sure we're stirring drinks at the aquarium right now, but
that's true.
I didn't mean to start something.
Just
apologies to the aquarium. Birthdays, John Frusciante, the great guitar player, Red Hot Chili Peppers, disciple of Jimi Hendrix, is 52 years old today. Joel Osteen, how's that for a transition? Is 59. Put those two guys in the same room. Penn Jillette, 66, and happy birthday to Eddie Grant, who went platinum with this earworm in 1982. I should have allowed more time for this because I really broke the station, I think, this time. Oy! He turned 74 today. Yes, absolutely. Oy! I can just see Pa rolling down the pike into the city in the cab right now. Thanks for spending another week with us, guys. For Karen, Brendan, Shelby, and Andrew, I'm Joe, and we're just getting started on GBH.
Support for GBH's early edition comes from you and Xfinity, offering wireless service to their internet customers with Xfinity Mobile. Customers can choose a data plan that's right for them, unlimited, shared, or both, and they can change it anytime online. XfinityMobile.com. And the Worcester Business Journal, presenting a three-part webcast series in March on the city's momentum and investment opportunities, in partnership with State House News Service, Country Bank, and Fallon Health. WBJournal.com.